You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Everyone, and welcome to the Lifelong Journey radio show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Office of the Department of Vitality and Mission for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I am here today by myself without my co-host, but you know, you lose a co-host and you gain a bunch of guests. So I am actually very blessed to be among very, very, very wonderful people. So, you know, today with me, we have some wonderful guests from the Summer Institute that have participated in it and that have also been part of it. We also have with us my colleague who works very closely with me and who's running the Summer Institute in collaboration with other people, in especially, you know, the Center for Ministry Development, and it's Anya Dudek. So Anya, welcome very much to the show. I'm glad to have you here. I know we've been on in different occasions, but you know, it's always a pleasure to see you here with some wonderful guests that you brought today. And with us today, we have also Ann Wicker. So
good
Ann,
morning, Pablo. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, hello. And Ann Wicker, thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. And thank you, Matt Goto. We were, you know, kind of like joking around about the Goto, but, you know,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for helping me out with the pronunciation of your last name. Otherwise, I probably would have said something completely off the wall.
Well, I'm the go-to guy, but...
He's the go-to guy, right?
Yeah, but it's pronounced Goto. Yeah.
Excellent. We also have Jeremy, right here. We have Jeremy Medrano.
Am I close enough? Is
this good? Yeah, you got to do the three finger thing.
Three fingers. So. Gotcha. All right. Hope this is good.
So I hear you perfectly.
Thanks.
And we also have Andres Tejada. So thank you, Andres, for coming on.
Thank you.
On today's show, we're going to be doing a couple of different things. We're going to be talking about not only the Summer Institute, but we're also going to be talking about the ECHO conference that's also going to be coming up. So, you know, we have a very important show for all of you out there to be listening to. And again, you know, I know that for many of you out there, this is the first time you have contact with the Catholic Church or, you know, the Catholic formation or anything that has to do Catholic. Or you're probably Catholic, but, you know, you've been kind of like out of it for quite some time. And this is probably the first time you're actually coming back to it through the radio show. And, of course, we are always inviting you to very cool stuff that we have throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Throughout our different parishes or different grassroots efforts and organizations that we work with and collaborate. You know, for those of you that are joining us for the first time ever, this is the Lifelong Journey Show. It is a show that's focused on formation opportunities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. And today we have just that, you know, how can we grow deeper in our faith? How can we learn more about our faith through different topics? And of course, you know, the Center for Ministry Development's Summer Institute, they deal mostly with youth ministry. But not necessarily youth ministry directly with the youth, but they work directly with those people that are ministering to youth. So if you're one of those people that likes or has a calling to work directly with youth, then this is a good show for you because there's going to be a lot of cool information that you're going to want to learn about, not only through the wonderful things that Anya has to offer and share with us, but also through our two wonderful guests, Ann Wicker and Matt Goto. So, you know, thank you guys for coming on. And real quickly, Anya, I'd like to maybe start off by asking you this question. If you'd like to maybe share a little bit about what is the Summer Institute, what is the Center for Ministry Development? Because for most of us, you know, we're like, whoa, what is that? How do you eat that? Do you put like cheese on it? Or so if you wouldn't mind just asking, adding on to, you know, what the Summer Institute is all about.
So thank you, Pablo. So certificate in the youth ministry study is the program designed for the adults who are involved professionally or as a volunteers with younger or older adolescents in parish or school settings. So, for example, we have sometimes in the parish, on a parish level, we have a lot of teens or volunteers who love to dedicate their lives or help the young people to grow in a faith. That's why the Summer Institute is for them. So the courses that they are taking during the two summers, because the Summers Institute is for 2 years, there are, for example, designated about we are talking about the principles in youth ministries, vision for Catholic youth ministry here in Archdiocese of Chicago, and as well as in the United States. We are talking also about the skills for Christian leaderships and also about leading Catholic youth ministry in today's world. So, and also the benefit and outcomes of this program is we advocate for teens and youth ministry within the parish as well as in a school setting. You could also learn learn about the synod that is coming here in October 2018, as well as the volunteers or youth ministers who are working with the young people have ability to take the credits that they earn during the program to Loyola University, and they could transfer 9 credit hours to their master's degree or certificate program in youth ministry studies here in Chicago. And this year, we are offering 2 different scholarships for the students and for the potential participants who would like to be a part of this program. So if you want to have hear more about the scholarship opportunities, please contact with me at 312-534-8107. So I'll be able to give you more details about the scholarship opportunities. Also, I would like to mention, Pablo, and those who are hearing us this morning, that we have the students who are coming from Florida, Diocese of Joliet, Diocese of Rockford, and others dioceses who are interested in the program, because the skills that they can learn during the process and during this summer are beneficial for and fruitful for them as well for the people that they are working and ministry.
Excellent. And today we have, like I said, Ann Wicker, who's a volunteer at, you know, Queen of Angels Parish in Chicago. And you are currently going through this program, or have you completed the program?
I've actually completed it, Pablo, but I am a student at Loyola University Chicago, and I'm applying these 9 hours of credit that the program gives me to a master's degree program. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to take synchronous courses along with online courses and apply them to my further degree.
Wow.
It's just one of the benefits of being in the program. I could keep going with all the different ways the program's valuable for anyone who wants to take it. And one of the most important things, I think, is that you get to be with a totally diverse group of other ministers and parishioners from across states who are interested in the same things that you're interested in.
And I like the fact that you said that you are not only just going through these certification programs, because I know that there is a lot of those out there that you go, you get certified, and it's good and all. I guess it holds up with the diocese or archdiocese, and when you go to your parish, you can implement some of the learnings. But what you're saying here is that you have received credits to be able to apply them to your master's in Loyola. And how are you able to get credits for higher education?
Well, Loyola University, along with dozens of other colleges, I believe, and universities, accepts the credits as part of their different certification programs or master's program. And it is an opportunity that saves thousands and thousands of dollars if we want to talk about another attractive reason to take the program.
So sometimes we have even the students who are start the program and they decide to go for the master's degree because those 9 credit hours, they said we can, you know, connect them and finish our master's degree in a shorter period of the time. And the other benefit of the program is that on the fall will be started like the students who are in USML in the part of this they would also have the beneficial because they could get a cert. They could get a certificate in youth ministry through the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mandeline Seminary, 3 years program, and those credit hours will be also involved, included in the program as well. So there's a lot of beneficial opportunities.
Okay, well, you know, we'll come back, so stay tuned, and you know, let's come back and talk about the Summer Institute a little bit more. So we'll be right back.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll join young adults as they take to the streets of Chicago to feed the hungry. We'll take you to the Via Crucis and Peace Walk in the Brighton Park neighborhood. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the Pope's newly released apostolic exhortation on holiness.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
I'm Rochelle, Activities Aide at Catholic Charities St. Albie Adult Day Center. I'm often told we light up seniors' lives each day they come to us, but they do the same for us. One shy man even opened up after coming to our adult day center and started a writing group. Being Chicago's Good Samaritan means helping someone be somebody and giving hope and meaning to life at any age. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. Victor, wherever you are, my friend, I know that you were not feeling well today. But definitely, you know, I think that I almost had it. By the way, guys, I'm always trying to get that in one breath. And, you know, I'm almost there. So my goal is that someday I'll be able to say that whole long title in one breath. But welcome back. And we were talking about the Summer Institute through the Center for Ministry Development. And Anne, you wanted to mention something about how it is that you're able to get credits. And that's because you're already in Loyola University. But what is the institute that you go through?
I'm getting my master's in the Institute of Pastoral Studies over at Loyola. So this is just a terrific opportunity to build on that.
Excellent. And Matt, now you're currently going through the program.
That's correct, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your own experience having gone through it. What was it like when you first came into it? What were you expecting, and where are you at with it now?
Well, so I actually started with Anne 2 years ago, but I was unable to take two of the in-person classes, this past summer because there was a youth service trip, and it's like, okay, study or go with the teens, and went with the teens. Sorry,
yeah, youth ministers.
Yeah, man. Part, yeah. So, but it's been a really great experience. I really have no background in youth ministry. I was getting my PhD in computer science and being a stay-at-home dad before this, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know anything. So I really came in with bare bones, nothing. And everything I've learned has been on the job and through the institute. It's been an amazing experience. I know that I would not be able to do my job today as well as I do. Not that I do it great, but you know, I'm trying. I wouldn't be able to do it as well as I do if I hadn't taken the courses that I have. What's really cool though is for those busy people out there, they have a really nice model of learning. You know, they have a couple of online courses that you can take on your computer or whatever, and then they have some in-person stuff so that you actually also go in and you get to collaborate and interact with people in person as well. You know, so it's cool to be able to, you know, type on the computer and, you know, interacting with Anne, oh man, that was a really great comment, I like that, you know, but then to go and meet these people that you're interacting with, I think that's really important and key. The interactions that you learn, the community that builds, it's been a really great and bonding experience and helps us grow as youth ministers and youth ministry coordinators.
And Anne, what was one of the most interesting things that you've experienced through the Summer Institute?
Well, I think one of the things I appreciate, especially in retrospect, is the diversity of my classmates. They come from all different types of parishes, whether it's inner city or suburban, and they're young. I'm on the older side. It runs the whole gamut of experience that we share with each other, and it's a lot of fun being together like that. It's a retreat of its own.
You know, I've heard in other situations similar when bringing leaders together or people that are either, you know, as staff or as volunteers at a parish working with youth. Usually what I tend to hear is that I feel so alone, or I feel like there is no one around me that understands the work that I'm doing. But from what I'm hearing, one of the biggest benefits is this coming together, this collaboration where you guys actually feel like there are other people out there doing the same work you're doing. I'm pretty sure that maybe as you're working together, you guys maybe find a newfound inspiration in continuing to do your work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and the collaboration that we do grows beyond the Summer Institute. I recently for the, what was it called again? The prayer room thingy?
During the Chicago Faith Congress, Summer Institute participant, they were responsible for a prayer room. So during the Chicago Faith Congress, they pray constantly for the participants, and they prepare even the whole program. So that was one of the way of collaboration that they did. And what I really like and enjoy to see all the participants last year, when they invite their kids that they minister to. And we had retreat with the kids and all the Summer Institute participants. So the students put the program together, and there was a time for the prayer, adoration, some games, some fun time for them. So what they learned, they put in a practice at the same time, and seeing the smiling faces and the kids from different cultures, there was lots of beneficial and richness in seeing that retreat. This year we are planning to also collaborate even much more, because as Matt said, the boundaries, like the collaboration, is going beyond and then different levels.
Now, Anne, do you feel that this program was maybe just for youth ministers, people that are engaging with youth? Or do you feel that this is a program that anyone that is interested in the subject of youth ministry can come and join?
Well, I think I'm a prime example of that definition. I think anyone who takes the course is going to be learning so many skills that they didn't think they would be exposed to, and bounce all these different ideas off each other and glean new ways of seeing things. It can only help you in whatever you're doing.
And how many classes can you take while you're enrolled in the Summer Institute?
It's a set program.
Yeah.
So there's, I think, 8 in-person meetings, classes. They're about a day long each. And then there's 4 online portions.
So this year we have like 2 weekends on June 23rd and June 24th. And the weekend side is Dominican Sister Immaculate Conception Providence in Justice. And on September 29th and September 30th, we are meeting it at Marytown Retreat House. So the online classes are during the summer. However, if you sign up for the program, then those online classes you can take even later on September or on October, if you already plan something to do during the summer. So and it also, if you miss the weekend, there's also opportunity to catch up this weekend in next year, or go to another diocese when we'll cover everything, the cost and the logic. So yes.
So that blended learning really seems to work for most people.
Excellent. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but we'll be right back, and we're going to continue talking about the Summer Institute, this wonderful program that is being offered to our young people and other people out there. Thank you.
Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Supich and Loyola Ramblers chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to artschicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
As we enter our second century of providing help and hope to anyone in need, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to 1 million people each year. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. And we're talking about the wonderful Summer Institute that is hosted through the Center for Ministry Development, a program that is targeted for people that are working with youth directly, youth ministers, but not only, anyone can take it. And we were just hearing from Ann Wicker and her wonderful witness that she herself is an example of someone that may not necessarily be as engaged in youth ministry, but that found the course very useful and something that really, really showed her a lot about ministry and deepened, you know, her knowledge in ministry.
That's right.
And Matt, you know, one of the things that I love that I was hearing from you is that, you know, this is not just, you know, theory only, but it's something that you can actually take back and make it useful, which is something that I find, you know, really, really great that, you know, as you're learning, you're putting into practice.
Yeah, it's totally the case that, I mean, as I said, I have no background in this. I mean, if we were all just book learning, you know, it'd be like, okay, well, great, but what do I do now? No, but, like, I've learned things that I've actually implemented and used in my youth group, and like, that's been so helpful. Like Anya was saying, you know, we put on a retreat. Within 1 year of starting as a youth ministry coordinator, you know, I was able to put on a retreat, and, like, dude, I had no background. Like, how does that happen? It's because I had a group of amazing, talented people who went through this with me, and we collaborated. It's not, you know, me going it alone. It's really the community of God, you know, that's coming together, the church.
And I know that right before we went to break, Jeremy wanted to, you know, ask some of you guys some questions. Jeremy Medrano, who's here, he's here to talk about the ECHO conference that's coming up. But
yeah, but I'm really interested about this program.
You should check it out, Jeremy.
No, I should, because you're saying that you don't have any background in the background. I'm the same way. I don't have a degree or anything like that, but I would love to work for the church in any way possible. So going through a program like that would definitely help me out, right?
Oh, totally, man. Totally. And one of the great things about this is it's not – so because it's not just the Archdiocese setting this up, it's actually through the Center of Ministry Development. It's a nationally accredited certification. So you can, you know, be here in Chicago and, like, living it up, you know, doing the youth ministry stuff. And then you say, you know what? I want to go check out Phoenix. Sure, why not?
Oh, nice.
So you can take this with you and say, you know what? Look at this. I got this shiny, certification here. You know, I can do this wherever
saying,
I go.
Saying what Matt just said, the other nice thing is, like, so if you miss weekend in Chicago, you can go to Florida, finish the program only for 1 weekend and extend your vacation, or California or other archdiocese or diocese across the country. So, yes.
So do you only do your program during the summer? You said it's a two-year program. So is it two summers or is it throughout the year?
It's two summers, but there's a catch, you know.
Okay.
So there's also homework, man.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm just kidding.
No. But the homework, it's not like, okay, well, write this paper on, you know, 500 words or less, or 5 million words or whatever, you know. You know, it's really practical stuff. I mean, one of the assignments, and back me up, because you've done all the assignments and I've only, you know, just getting started, right?
The 500 million essays?
Though we have the mentors, so those of the students who just finished the program, they mentor the others. So you, if you have any questions or you struggle with the homework or you don't know how to write a paper, we have a mentors. We have the lots of people who are willing to walk with you during the process.
Right. But as I was saying, you know, it's like this homework, it's not just all theoretical. It's also very, very practical. I mean, I think one of the assignments was write a job description for a role that happens at your parish, you know. And it's like, well, you know, as a coordinator, it's like I'm going to have people volunteering for my stuff, you know. I can't do this all by myself, you know. Virtus, you know, you got to have at least two adults, right? So just write about something that you're actually going to be able to use and say, you know what, I need a volunteer to help me with such and such and such and such. So you write it out, and that's part of your work.
Yeah, I think your assignments end up being your lesson plan for later in life. So once you've mm-hmm. completed these, you've got the framework to base your actual work on.
And some of the things that you've taken, like Ian, I know that you already said that you're not necessarily the profile of a youth minister, but how have you been able to use a lot of the learnings in terms of putting them into practice for yourself?
Well, I do a lot of work at my parish with the youth, so the ideas that I've learned from here have really helped me be at ease with and more confident, more excited about what I'm doing. And I think that's really translated into higher numbers with the youth. You start small and you build incrementally.
Also, what I want to mention, like, if you want to visit our website, Archdiocese of Chicago website, we have a personal testimonies of the students who participated in the past and also like who are here present. So I would encourage our listeners to visit www.archchicago.org. And next week also we'll have the banner post on the main Arch website. And if you open the main Arch website, where is the icon, Archdiocese events and calendars, there's also information about the Summer Institute. So I would encourage you to visit our website.
But let's say that, oh, I don't got time to go to the website. It's just too difficult for me. Can we contact you? Do you have an email?
Yes, I have an email. So my email is adudek, D-U-D-E-K, at archchicago.org, archchicago.org. Our phone number, my phone number is 312-534-8107, 312-534-8107.
So that's Anna Dudek. And if you guys actually get a chance to email her or call her, you know, she's very good at responding and, you know, calling back. So, you know, you'll be talking directly to the person in charge.
Yeah, can I get one more question?
Go for it,
right?
All right,
yeah. So you guys are talking specifically about parish ministry, correct? Would this help out with starting up a family ministry as well?
I could totally see that would be appropriate. What's cool about this is it's not just all about youth ministers and people who hang out with the youth. I could see that this would be useful for parish priests even, and deacons. I think we have a deacon that's going through the program right now.
Yes, we have a deacon who is going through the program. We have a campus ministers who are working with the young people, but they're looking for more knowledge and skills that they can have through the program. We have, in the past also, we had like some young boys who are thinking about the priesthood right now. So there's a bunch of the people who are like went through the program, and even we have a professionals like who is like having their life, but they want to volunteer for the church and they want to have learn more skills.
That's
so
awesome.
They decide to join us.
What's great is that it's not just all theology and it's not just all practical stuff. I mean, they bring stuff in from the business world. You know, it's like best practices, you know, for engaging people, you know, how to do some
like fundraisers and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very practical and really good stuff that's not just, oh, well, here's how you hang out with teens.
No, and what else I want to mention, this year will be special because we have the Synod for young people, the Sermon and Vocation. So this summer we'll talk and prepare ourselves and we'll be teaching those those who joined the program how to prepare and young people to the Synod 2018 on October 2018 and how to walk and accompany young people in today's life.
So if you want more information, contact Anya Dudek. She already gave out her information. But also we want to thank definitely Matthew Goto from the Ascension Parish in Oak Park. And thank you, Ann Wicker, who comes from Queen of Angels Parish here in Chicago. And stay tuned because we're coming back with more cool stuff.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
What does the gift of hope look like? It's an abandoned young woman with two young children searching for help. I'm Maggie at Catholic Charities Housing Services. As we worked with her, she blossomed before our eyes. She wrote a book, married, and often returned to say hello. You see, we believed in her, and she trusted us because, for us, this isn't just a job. It's a calling to be Chicago's Good Samaritan. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
All right, welcome back everyone to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. And we were just having a wonderful conversation of the Center for Ministry Development, Summer Institute, if you're just tuning in. And we were just getting ready to shift gears a little bit here and begin to talk about another very wonderful thing that's coming up. But before I move on to that, if you guys want more information of the on the Center for Ministry Development's Summer Institute, you can always email Anya Dudek at A-Dudek, A-D-U-D-E-K, at ARCH Chicago, that's one word, ARCHChicago.org, and she will respond to you and let you know more information. So, shifting gears a little bit, you know, we still have Matt Goto, and we also have Ann Wicker here, still here with us. If you were listening to them, Anya Dudek is here as well. But we've added a new guy, and the new guy is Mr. Raymond Pingoy, or Ray Pingoy, and he works for the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity here at the Archdiocese. How are you, Ray?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Now, we're here talking about the ECHO Conference, and a wonderful conference is going to be coming pretty soon. So go ahead and let us know. Jeremy, of course, you guys were already hearing Jeremy asking some of those wonderful questions, and we also have with us Andres. So You know, what is this Echo Conference? I mean, what is it for? Is it something that we go out into the mountains and we start yelling out and hear our own echoes, or what is it? I mean, what?
It's exactly that.
That's exactly what I had thought. So get your yodel voices ready, because we are going to go hear our own echoes. No, seriously, yeah. But what is it, man?
So the Walmart kid's going to be there, actually. I'm just kidding.
Actually, in Chicago, we brought this over here back in 2016. That's just a good 2 years ago. This year, we're bringing it back June. The 22nd to the 25th is the young adult portion of it, and then on Monday, the teen portion comes in June 25 to the 28th. So more or less, basically, it's a summer camp for that's geared to learn more about this catechesis that John Paul II taught us. And it's widely known as the theology of the body. So the young adults learn from Friday to Sunday of what this beautiful catechesis is all about. And then they have an opportunity. Some of them stay. Actually, majority stays and are able to put into practice of what they've just learned on that Monday when the team comes in and they're part of the service team. But I'd actually love for either Jeremy or Andres to talk more about what their experience is in Echo.
Sure. So I went to Echo just unknowingly. My parish priest at the time had told me, you should go to this retreat. And I was
sounds
like,
so familiar.
Yeah, honestly. Right? Same story. And, you know, there was a lot going on in my life back then. And I was like, you know what? I could use a retreat. And I just went with a few of my friends from my parish. And I had probably the most amazing eye-opening experience in my entire life. This is a place where you will meet Jesus in one way or another. You will encounter him. He will enter your heart, and you will feel him. We had, I remember, a few teens who weren't Catholic, and not that they were converted, but me and Jeremy were on the same team as for guiding these kids through the teen weekend, and I was sitting with one of the kids, and he's like, you know, I really never understood the Catholic faith, but there's something here. I don't know what it is, but there's something. And
he was actually he was Muslim.
That's right. Yes, yeah. He was, and he was just like, yeah, there's something here. I don't know what it is, but the fact that everyone here is being moved, and I can see that it's not some hocus pocus stuff. You know, it's real. And hearing that from someone who came to the retreat, you know, probably was forced to come, and being able to see it physically. Instead of just like, you know, oh, the Catholics over there, they're worshiping this
statue.
Piece of, yes, a statue or this piece of bread inside of this really pretty placeholder, you know, and hearing that was probably one of the like most amazing things I've heard, because I mean, I grew up Catholic my entire life and I've been learning about it ever since high school, and so I think I have a fair understanding of what's going on in the Mass, and I mean, I'd hope so. I'm a seminarian, I have to, you know, but that was probably like you will be affected in one way or another, and in a great way when you come to Echo.
Wow. Now, you said something that you kind of like threw in there. Now, you are a seminarian.
I am a seminarian, yes.
And where are you currently studying?
I am at St. Joseph's College Seminary at Loyola University Chicago in the lakefront campus.
Ooh, nice. Yes. So we got two people from Loyola.
Yes.
Excellent. See, we're truly blessed. I'm blessed, I'm telling you. So what about you, Jeremy, in terms of your experience with Echo? What was it like for you? Did you come into it by accident, or had you already known about it, or how was your first contact with it?
Well, I actually knew that Echo was in the works for a while now. It just took a lot of jumping through hoops to get through to get it coming through fruition. But the way I came into it, I've actually been volunteering with the Archdiocese for a while now, and then they actually wanted me to help out with some of the retreats. So that's how I ended up there. But whatever happened at that retreat was nothing I expected. I've been on numerous retreats before that, prior to that, and this is probably one of the best retreats that I've ever been to. So I highly recommend it. Things that I got out of it, there's so much that I got out of it, but I got my spiritual director out of it, one of my first spiritual director ever, and he stuck with me ever since then. Father Dominic Clemente, he was actually a baby priest at the time. He was just 4 weeks old as a priest being over there. So I talked with him, and he actually helped me out overcome some scars that I've actually had from the past that I didn't even know I had. But that was something that I got out of that. And it also set me on fire to actually go out there and start attending more events, attending more Catholic functions, things like that. And also look for a way to just continue to serve the church. I'm actually leaving Chicago in July to become a missionary in Ireland for Net Ministries. So if it wasn't for Echo, I would have never had that passion to continue to serve. So that's one of the things. So
stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to ask you. You know, we're going to ask you about that missionary trip. So
for
you know,
sure.
Stay tuned as we come back and learn more cool stuff.
Please do.
Do you have questions about the meaning of life, love, and sexuality? And how about inner peace, true happiness, and romantic relationships? What is the role of the church in all of this? And how does one come to an understanding of the deepest mysteries of the human heart? Come join us in the retreat called Echo Chicago this June, where we will address all of these great things and more. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Pingoy from the Respect Life Ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I want to invite you to Echo Chicago. This June, the Archdiocese of Chicago will host a Theology and Body Summer Camp for teens and young adults. We have partnered with Dumb Ox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 22nd to the 28th. Registration is still open. For more information, go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Echo, a wonderful conference slash retreat experience that happens for both young adults and for youth. And that the one for young adults is actually going to take place on June 22nd through the 25th. And it's all, or June 22nd through the 28th, depending on what your option is, because the young adults that actually attend are invited to stick around and work and give the youth that are going to be attending a wonderful experience. And for the youth, it's going to be actually from June 25th to 28th. And it is obviously for high school age teens, sophomores and up. So all that information is important. And we were just here talking with Jeremy and with Andres about their experiences. And thanks, Ray, for inviting our wonderful guests on, as well as Anya. Thank you for inviting, Anne and Matt as well. But we're talking about, you know, the Echo Conference, I just had an interesting thing that I wanted to bring up. I find it, I'm really, you got me with the one thing about young adults being part of this, really going through the engagement of encountering Jesus and really, you know, being transformed with it. I mean, I have, you know, to my left and to my right, for those of you that are not seeing what's going on, you know, two very devout Catholics, one that's a seminarian and one that's about to go on a mission trip in Ireland. And they're both telling me that this is a wonderful retreat, you know, something that they've never experienced like before. And, you know, they're giving examples of how, you know, youth and both young adults are transformed at this retreat. So tell me a little bit about either of you guys. What happens, you know, with the young adult portion of it that inspires young adults or that might want to inspire a young adult to hang around to share the faith with teenagers, with youth?
All right. So me and Jeremy, actually, we're, like I mentioned before, we were on the same team and we were leading a group of young men. And I've never experienced anything like that before. I've never been a leader in a group. I've always been wanting to engage with young adults. And, I mean, being one myself, I've just learned so much from this retreat within the 3 days that we're together. And actually, it's a really funny story. I was only planning to stay for the first weekend with the adults because I worked. I actually worked at Wrigley Field, and I was supposed to be working a home series during the high school weekend. And I had asked my boss if I could take that week off and work with the teens. And he said, "No, we need you here. It's going to be a big series." And I was like, "Okay, fine." But Dumox Ministries, Brian Butler, the coordinator for the entire thing, had came up to me and said, I want to challenge you. I want you to say yes to anything that will that won't hurt you emotionally, physically, spiritually, or mentally." And I said, "Okay." And he's like, "I want you to come and stay in for the week." And I was like, I don't think I can do that." And he's like, "Just pray about it." And I said, "Okay." And we have adoration, and I get a call during lunch, and it's my boss. And he's like, "Hey, I've been thinking about this retreat that you've been telling me about, and, you know, if you need to stay, go ahead and stay." And I was like, "Whoa, that's really cool. Thanks." And because I told Brian Butler that I worked with the Cubs, and so I was like, "Hey, did you call the Cubs at all and tell them that I needed to stay here?" He's like, "No." I was like, "I just got a call from my boss saying that I could stay." He's like, "Great. You're going to be with Jeremy, and you're going to be ruling you're going to be overseeing some of the teens." And I was like, "Okay, let's see what God has planned."
Why didn't you tell me this story? That's a cool story.
Did you guys conspire with that World Series victory?
No.
What are you talking about?
No. You guys had anything inspirational around?
We definitely prayed for them.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, giving up, you know, hanging out with the Cubs to stick around for a retreat, that might get you somewhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, this experience of teaching the kids definitely, you know, fired me up to go ahead and do more. This past summer, last summer, I was a missionary for Totus Tuus, and that's a program that goes and teaches first graders all the way to seniors in high school about certain topics every year. So we were talking about salvation history and the joyful mysteries of the rosary, and that was probably the one, outside of Echo, a really great, fruitful summer for myself and getting experience to meet with teens and everything. And we were talking about the summer program that we were talking about earlier, and it definitely had me thinking, like, okay, well, there's more opportunities than just mission trips and retreats. So everything definitely links together, and I find that to be really amazing.
Great. What about you, Jeremy?
Well, that's actually a really cool story because I actually had a similar story to that when I went to Echo. I just forgot about it until you started. But I actually, when Echo was going on back in 2016, I started a brand new job in the middle of May. And when I heard about the retreat, I didn't just want to stay for the weekend. I wanted to stay for the whole thing. And I didn't know if I could get those days off. But my job actually, like, blessed me to have that whole week off so that I would be able to go to this retreat. Because they understood that, you know, I'm a devout Catholic, and they understood that you know, being there for that retreat was very important to me. So they were able to, you know, bless me with that time. So that's pretty cool that we were part of the same group and we kind of were in the same situation. That's really awesome. But yeah, for the young adult portion, I've had conversations like that, like the ones that we've had on the young adult portion before. But, like, just to be able to have, like, they call them family groups. To have those family groups and just to be able to sit down and talk about whatever we were talking about in that talk and just dig deeper and go more in depth, a lot of people don't get that opportunity to really discuss that. They usually keep the thoughts to themselves and all that. And it was really a blessing to be able to have that. And, you know, even still to this day, like, I keep in touch with all of those family group members. And yeah, Ray, you
just
say.
You know, it's just like what you guys are talking about too. It really does form a community. And mind you, that was 2 years ago, and these guys they didn't know each other, and they became family really since then. Actually, just to also give you a heads up, if you're a young adult and you want to stay or you feel called to stay and serve the teens portion, then we have paperwork for that. When Andres told me that, oh, by the way, I changed my mind, can I stay? I was like, oh, wait, paperwork, you know, working for the Archdiocese of Chicago. But praise be to God, you know, we had someone from Virtus giving a session over there, so he got his Virtus all checked out and everything. And so it just worked out. Right? And I didn't know that story that you got called out of work. So it really is a divine intervention in a sense, and really does create that community, that family.
So we're going to go ahead and break, because on that note on the Virtus truck, you know. So we'll be right back, and stay tuned, everyone, as we continue to listen to this wonderful, an inspirational talk on the Echo and also the Summer Institute.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll join young adults as they take to the streets of Chicago to feed the hungry. We'll take you to the Via Crucis and Peace Walk in the Brighton Park neighborhood. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the Pope's newly released Apostolic Exhortation on Holiness.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello. I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. And just before we signed up, we were talking about the Echo Conference is going to be taking place in the third week of June for both young adults and youth. So I want to ask, Anne and Matt, you guys got any questions for Jeremy and Andres on the Echo Conference?
Andres, you've mentioned the two different sections in a way of the youth and the adult portion of Echo. How do the ages line up for those? So what makes a youth and what is an adult?
So a youth is anyone, I believe, under the 18 and younger.
Okay.
And then an adult is anyone who's in college. That's how I would divide it up. Most of us came up from different colleges and stayed for the weekend. And then for that, for the entire week, it was just a whole bunch of high school teens who either were forced to come or, were searching for something. So,
sure. Thank you.
And what about you, Matt? Any questions for these two wonderful guys?
So I know that my teens especially, they're all busy, you know. So if they can't do it this year, is this going to be offered next year or in the future?
I would hope so, yeah.
hopefully, prayers, please. You know, I know we had a year break between the one in 2016 until now, but you know, we're setting stones in motion. Does that make sense? Yeah, we're doing that so that we can, you know, keep this up on an annual basis.
And then one other question. So we were talking way before the show how we were saying, you know, if money's a problem, you know, are there any scholarships or something like that that people can go on and check into?
Yeah, Ray, who's also in the studio, you can definitely contact him at 312-534-5355. Or at his email at rpingoy, P-I-N-G-O-Y, at artchicago.org. They have received scholarships recently. Then we don't want money to be an issue for you to come. I remember it was for me, and I was able to get a scholarship through my parish. And, you know, money should never be what divides you from an experience with Christ.
So even if you want to, you know, maybe contact Ray Pingoy, and if you want to maybe, you know, mail him a check for a donation so he can bring some youth to this program or some young adults, you know, you can always reach out to his email at rpingoy at archicago.org. And now Jeremy, I know that before, you know, now we were talking about money, you wanted to like invite us to something.
So I mentioned earlier that I'm actually going on a mission to Ireland for Net Ministries. I'm actually fundraising right now. A lot of missionaries, this is what they do. So here is my shameless plug for fundraising. So if you want to donate to me, you can donate to me at netministries.ie/donate. And then fill out all your information. And then in the additional comments section, just type in my name, Jeremy Medrano. And when you do that, I'll be praying for you. And please pray for me as well, and pray for all the other missionaries that will be attending in Net Ministries Ireland. Well, we start training in August, so.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Andres, for coming on. And right now, I just want to like make sure that we also get the right information out there for the Center for Ministry Development. So, Anya, would you mind just sharing your information one more time, your email and phone number?
My phone number is 312-534-8107, 312-534-8107. And my email address is adudek, D-U-D-K, at archicago.org. And the goal for the Summer Institute this year is to lift up the leaders in our communities and prepare them with the outstanding youth ministry formation throughout the summer and for the future years that they're on the front.
And for all of you guys out there, all of you young adults that are, or anybody really who is 18 and older that wants to go to World Youth Day in Panama 2019, that's the last week of January, I believe. There is still time to sign up, so visit our arch.org, Arch Chicago website, and you know, find us in the events, the World Youth Day, and see if you can sign up. And I also want to promote, because I know we were talking about youth ministry, young adults. You know, it sounds like this is a show for young people, but not quite so. Because we're also going to be celebrating on September 16th at around, you know, maybe 2 p.m., the Golden Wedding Anniversary. So any of you guys who have, you know, like, you know, stuck through it for 50 years or more, you know, or if you're going to, you know, turn 50 years in your married life and you want to come through and, you know, celebrate that, you know, we're still looking for a definite location. But, you know, I want to put it on your radar. So those of you that are listening to this or are hearing about this for the first time, if you're about to turn, you know, 50 years in your marriage and you want to celebrate your golden wedding anniversary, you know, look us up again at archchicago.org. I would probably recommend you look us up in about a week. But if you need more information for that, you can always, you know, contact us through the office. You can send me an email, jpad@archchicago.org, or you can call me at 312-534-8601. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Center for Ministry Development. Thank you, Echo. Thank you, Jeremy, Andres, Ray, Ann, Anya, and Matt. And God bless everyone.
Thank you, Pablo.
Thank you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.